So probably like some of you, I've been going on a lot of walks lately. I've been staying with my kids, but mostly 6 feet apart from anyone else. And that has allowed me to notice how things are starting to bloom just a tiny bit. And I might have missed it if it wasn't for this time. I know, as someone who didn't grow up in Wisconsin, those little signs of life, those little bits of green on the tree or poking up from the ground are just so powerful every single spring after the long winter. But this year, it just seems like that much more of a gift. I've been noticing particularly those little plants that poke up out of all the leftover debris from the autumn. And even more powerfully, those ones that manage to find a crack in the concrete and come through there. Last year, two of our fellowship members, Angie and Matt, shared photos of this huge sunflower that grew up from a crack in their, I think it was either their driveway or their sidewalk. It was just amazing to see how persistent life is. This is not a service about how everything is fine right now, or how you should just try to look on the sunny side. I'm going to be honest, things are hard. People are feeling isolated, lonely, bored, or stressed. It's normal to feel angry or sad or worried or afraid. We're living right now in the proverbial concrete sidewalk, and it's not easy. But one thing that I know for sure, both from biology and from theology, is that life is persistent. Life is not always calm or peaceful or lovely or easy. But darn, life manages to find a way when there is no way. It's amazing. So today, I would like to share with you two really big ways that life is persisting, even in these hard times here in our local fellowship community. Later, we'll have a chance to reflect on the other ways that life is persisting in your own corners of the world. So first, I want to introduce you to Myra and Henry. Myra is a young adult woman from Guatemala, and she is seeking asylum through our immigration system with her son, Henry. In order to seek asylum, she needed to be sponsored by people in the United States. And we here at the fellowship are honored to be helping her through some of our members being her sponsors. Others in the community are providing housing and support. Many of you have donated things to help Myra and Henry get settled here. Lots of members are volunteering in all sorts of other ways to help. So I just want to let Myra introduce herself to you.
Hola, me llamo Mayra.
Hi, my name is Myra.
Estoy muy feliz de estar acá con Maraica
I'm really happy to be here with Marika and Danae.
y Dene. Y muy agradecida con todos ustedes
And I'm very thankful to all of you.
porque sé que me están apoyando de muchas formas.
Because I know that you're supporting me in lots of ways.
Entonces, pues espero conocerlos muy pronto, después de que pase esta enfermedad.
I hope to know you all and meet you all really soon after this pandemic is over.
Y no tengo cómo pagarles, todo lo que están haciendo por mí.
I don't, there's no way I can thank you enough for all that you're doing for me.
Y espero que espero. Wow, me cuesta mucho expresarme, pero lo digo con todo corazón. Siento que ha formado gran parte en mi corazón.
It's really hard for me to express it and say it, but wow, you've done a great thing, and my heart is full with what you've done for me.
Y en serio, espero que Dios los bendiga más de lo que. Más de lo que puede imaginarse.
And I hope that God blesses you even more than you can imagine.
Pues, presento a mi hijo Henry.
And I want to introduce my son Henry to you.
Hi, Henry. Wow, tiene 7 meses.
He's 7 months old.
E igual, él está muy feliz de estar acá.
And he's also really happy to
Se
be here.
Se siente en familia con Marijke y Danae.
He feels like he's among family with Marijke and Danae.
Pues agradezco a Kate también que me está traduciendo. Me han ayudado bastante.
And I'm also thanking Kat who's translating for me. She's also helping a lot.
Ay, pues, wow, me despido y en serio espero verlos pronto.
And wow, and now I'm saying goodbye and I really hope to see you soon. Thank you.
We are just so glad to be a part of Myra and Henry's journey, even though we wish that they had never had to make it. I can't imagine the courage that Myra had to show to make this journey, particularly at this time. And we're just grateful that we get to be a part of it. The term that we are using for this family now that they are matched with us is that they are our compa, which is the Spanish word for friend. And we're happy to have made new friends even in these trying times. If you're interested in being a part of the support team for Myra and Henry, I ask that you email our staff, one of us, and we will get you connected to the Immigration Justice Volunteer List. We're balancing safety, isolation, and also trying not to overwhelm Myra too much with our enthusiasm and love. The other proof of life that is persisting right now is that I managed, right before the governor's orders to stay home, to meet a couple times with our newly assembled intern minister committee. And that committee reviewed the applications of several intern applicants, selected two for an online interview, and after those interviews, we extended the offer of a ministerial internship to a third-year seminary student at Union Theological School in New York City named Allie. Allie, despite living in New York City and having a lot to deal with right now, enthusiastically accepted our offer to be our intern minister next year. And we're just so excited that the fundraiser that we had last fall to and the gift to our emeritus minister, Roger Birchhausen, is paying off with such a wonderful intern minister. So I would like to show you a video of Allie introducing herself to all of you.
Hi, friends at Fox Valley Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. My name is Allie Peters, and I am so excited to join you in the fall of 2020 as your new ministerial intern. Yay! A little bit about me. I use pronouns she, her, hers. I'm speaking to you right now from my home in New York City, where I'm currently a student at Union Theological Seminary, and I'll be graduating in May of this coming year. I'm originally from New Jersey, and I am currently in the market for a coat that will get my chihuahua through a Wisconsin winter. I'm also pursuing ordination in the Unitarian Universalist Church. And I've heard so many wonderful things about the fellowship from Reverend Christina and the whole internship committee. And I'm so looking forward to learning and growing with you all in the coming year. And I also just want to take this opportunity to say thank you. I'm told that this entire internship was made possible by you and your generosity that you showed in a fall fundraiser honoring your very special minister emeritus. I feel so blessed to be a part of the Birchhausen Teaching Ministry Program. Thank you so much. I wish you all peace in the coming months. Stay well, and I will see you in September. Take care. Bye.
So we are just so thrilled. We're so thrilled to be able to be a part of Myra and Henry's journey. And we are so thrilled to be able to share with you that the fundraiser that we did in the fall is producing this beautiful gift of having a student minister who is going to be with us full time for the whole coming next year, to be learning and growing and inspiring us in new ways with her energy and enthusiasm. So it's hard to believe right now that life is still going on. It's hard to believe when things seem to have come to such a grinding halt in so many ways, when streets and stores and businesses are empty, when people are struggling, it's hard to believe that this will ever be over. And we don't know the timeline. We don't know when it will be over, but we do know that it will end. It will end at some point. And life, though forever different, will continue. So we're grateful for the ways that our fellowship is continuing to live into our mission of welcoming everyone, growing in mind and spirit, and leading in social justice. Even in these weird and tumultuous times, we're holding steady to our purpose, helping keeping people supported and connected. And I just want to thank you. Thank each of you who are continuing to make our community possible through your attendance at these services and our groups during the week, through your leadership of various small groups, through your financial support, and through your sharing on the Facebook group. A note about financial support. More information will be coming this week, but as of tomorrow, we should have online giving available. So we hope to be sending out that information this week. And if you are able to give financially, we really encourage you to do so. And if you're not able, we totally understand. Things are hard right now. We need each other more than ever right now, and we're a part of the proof that life persists even through seemingly impossible circumstances. May it be so. Amen.